It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Tony Robbins got a book out, came out on Tuesday, selling great. He's already a best-selling author multiple times. His new book is Life Force, How New Breakthroughs in Precision Medicine Can Transform the Quality of Your Life and Those You Love. It's hard to believe that anyone listening right now will not benefit from this book and the knowledge that Tony's acquired and put in black and white. Tony, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, good to hear your voice.
Hey, by the way, we are set up to do something over the weekend. We won't tell exactly where. To do a great feature for One Nation on Fox News. So I'll get a chance to see you in person, in action, and see what motivates you in the morning and also get the inside story on this book, unless you're going to back out at the last minute.
I never back out, Brian. You know me.
All right. So good. So, Tony, first off, how are you feeling? It was injuries to your body, worries that you had about your health that spurred this book. Tell everybody where you got the idea.
Well, you know, I've been obsessed, you know, Brian, my whole life. I'm looking for tools to help people create a greater quality of life. And there's only a few areas that matter. It's your body, obviously, your emotions, your relationships, your finances, your work, and the spiritual side of life. And so I've always been focused in this area. But what pushed me over the edge was I had an injury, and the docs basically told me my career was over, and I wasn't going to accept that. I was being an idiot. I was chasing a 22-year-old person who's a professional snowboarder on my snowboard. And they could do things, Brian, I could never do, I discovered. And I thought I broke my neck. The wreck was so bad. But what I did do is rip open all of my rotator cuffs. And so on a 0 to 10 scale, I was in 9 pain. So, you know, what do? You go to doctors. And so each one said surgery, surgery, surgery. And I asked the prognosis. They said, well, I have to be honest, you know, it can tear again. You may never be able to lift your arm above your shoulder length. And, oh, it's 4 to 6 months to rehab. And, you know, I've talked to 15, 20,000 people for 12 hours a day for 4 days a night in a stadium. I sure as hell couldn't, you know, have that kind of time with one arm tied behind my back. And then the last doc looked me in the eye, and he was a fan, it turned out. I'd never met him before. I said, oh, you changed my life. Now I got to be your doctor. And he literally, Brian, looked at me and said, life as you know it is over. Let me show you your spine. And I'd had extreme pain in my spine for 14 years. And he said, you have extreme spinal stenosis. You cannot jump anymore. You cannot run. You sure as heck can't snowboard. And, you know, if somebody punches you in the gut, you're ready for it. I was not ready for it. So I got to be honest. It took me a couple hours to get my head together. And then, you know, my nervous system kicked in. It's like, okay, there's a better solution. So when I went to all the docs, I'd say, you know, I'd ask about stem cells. Because, you know, I work with some of the greatest athletes of all time. And I've had several of them, like Cristiano Ronaldo, who, you know, healed in 2.5 weeks instead of 2.5 months using stem cells. And they all, no, it won't work. And I heard a mixture of things. So I called a gentleman who's now, he's a good friend of mine, but he's now my co-author, Dr. Peter Diamandis. He's a rocket scientist, and he's also he's an MD from Harvard. And he said, you got to talk to Bob Harari. He's the best in this area. And it was kind of like saying, you want to learn about basketball, talk to LeBron James. He knows everything. And so long story short, he said, Tony, once you're 40, the stem cells drop off the cliff. So using your own stem cells, they might be useful for an elbow or a knee, but not for your entire shoulder and your spine. You need stem cells with a force of life in them, life force. And he said, you need 40-year-old stem cells. And I said, I don't want fetal tissue. He goes, it's not that. It's when we have babies, usually, unfortunately, they throw away some of those valuable material, the cord and also the placenta that are filled with this force of life, these incredible stem cells. And he told me where to go. Brian, I did 3 days of just 20 minutes of an IV and a shot. First day, I was relaxed, kind of sleepy. Second day, I went to sleep. I woke up the next morning, and for the first time in 14 years, not only was my shoulder perfect, I've had the MRI since then, with no surgery, literally in 2 days, but my spinal stenosis is gone. I have zero pain in my spine. And so that made me an evangelist. I want to know everything about stem cells. But then I discovered it's not just stem cells, Brian. There is a revolution. Same thing we've seen in technology, you know, where things double in their power every 18 months and half in their cost. We are made of code. And so now there are these breakthroughs that are extraordinary. And I get invited by the Pope, it turns out. The Pope does, every 2 years, the biggest regenerative conference in the world because he believes this is a gift from God. And he brings all the top scientists. So they asked me if I'd be the cleanup speaker. And I said, you know, happily, but I want to go to the whole program, all 3 days of all these doctors. So I met doctors that are, you know, people that were sent home. I met at least 24 people sent home with cancer, various forms, to die because they're just untreatable. And then it went to people like Dr. June, the CAR T gentleman. And, you know, these people are 10 years later, completely free of cancer still, and the CAR T cells are still there. There was a big article about it in Nature last week. I met Jack Nicklaus, you know, the greatest golfer of all time, and they were going to fuse his spine because he couldn't stand for more than 10 minutes without searing pain. And, you know, spinal fusion rarely works and limits you completely. Thank God he didn't do it. He did stem cells. And, you know, he's 82 years old playing golf again and playing tennis. And, you know, so this just pushed me over the edge. So there's so much I could share with you, but I know our time's limited. But that's how this started. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to interview 150 of the number one Nobel laureate scientists and the top regenerative doctors on earth. And I'm going to simplify that and bring people what they can do to increase their energy, their strength, their vitality, how they can heal more rapidly, how they can slow down the aging process. And if they have major diseases, what are the alternatives that most people don't know about? And then we're, of course, donating all the money from this book like I did my last three books so that we're in a position where we can feed 20 million people at Feeding America, and the balance of it is going to take care of three researchers that do Alzheimer's, cancer, and heart disease research, three of the best right. in the world.
So a couple of things, too. Stenosis, narrowing of the spine, that's unbelievable. People listening right now, that's not an injury. That's something you inherit, right?
That's right.
And number two,
injury can make it worse, but it's genetic.
So you happen to do your shoulder at the same time you say, but they look at do an X-ray and they go, wow, your spine's a mess too. On the top of that, you also write in your book that you had a tumor on your pituitary gland, and they thought, you know, we got to take that out. Now, in retrospect, you say that's how you went from 5'1 to 6'7, and you grew 10 inches in 1 year. That was probably the tumor that did that, when you probably had that your whole life. That's also a big decision not to get that removed, correct?
Very much so. But, you know, one of the things I learned, it started early in my life when I had, you know, I don't know how many people have this, but I have this obsessive fear about cancer. You know, I worked my tail off. I was working with some of the top athletes in the world, some presidents of countries, and I was a kid. And so I was like, my brain was like, okay, well, maybe I'm supposed to die young. That's why this is happening so quick. And I started obsessing about cancer. And of course, you obsess on it, you tend to experience it. My first experience, though, was my girlfriend at that time who came home, and her mom, she was out of control crying. Her mom was told that she had cancer and that she needed to go home to die. She had 9 weeks. And if it had been me, I probably wouldn't have geared up. But, you know, most of us will do more for other people we love than ourselves. And I was like, my whole thing was, there are thousands of people who have been in stage 4 cancer and healed. I'm going to find out what those things are. She's not going to die. And so I read every book I could. I found this book by a man who had pancreatic cancer, which is the most deadly, and was alive 15 years later, and he described what he did. Today there are better books, but I gave her this book and said, they said you're going to die. Why don't you read this? And she was inspired. She did it. Within a couple of weeks, there was a tumor on the back of her shoulder and her feminine organs. Within a few weeks, she felt better. In about 9 weeks, you couldn't see or feel the tumor. And so they eventually did exploratory surgery because she'd outlived when they thought she'd live. And all they found left was the size of my pinky's fingernail. That was it. And they said, this is a miracle. Well, you know, she said, it is a miracle, but this is what I did. And they go, no, this is a miracle. That was when she was 43. She's now 85, still alive today. And that changed my view. So when I started doing my homework, the Mayo Clinic itself says you've got to get a second opinion. And most people don't. And the reason they say that is because they did a study in 2017 with 286 people, various diagnoses. And they found that only 12% of the time was the first and second diagnosis the same. Brian, that's 88% of the time it was different.
Right.
So they believe you should get multiple diagnoses. And by doing that, you get a better idea of what's real and you have a better treatment. And as I went through my situation, there's been no change in my arteries. I have gigantism is what it's called. This growth hormone shot through my body from a tumor. It's still there. It infarcted. It means it swallowed up a little bit. And when I looked at my options, I said, well, if there's nothing wrong with me, why would I go take a drug or why would a surgery? Surgery, I could die or I could lose all, you know, my hormonal system would be out of balance forever. And if I took this injection they wanted me to do every 6 months, I found out 6 months later it never made it to the U.S. I was have to go to Switzerland because it created cancer. And I finally got a doctor that said to me, Tony, you have ability to recover that's insane. You do the equivalent of 2 marathons in a weekend and you recover 2 days later. He goes, I know bodybuilders that pay $1,200 a month for what you get for free. So I've measured it. I was 32 when that happened. I'm going to be 62 in a few weeks. I've never had a problem, and I don't live in fear.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now.
Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
So when you also say that the stem cell is like the Wild West, so you can't just say all stem cells are the same, where they get it from, umbilical cord is where a lot of it's stored now. People do that, I guess, for their kids. Are you saying you could go with the company that you guys have formed? Would, in other words, the quality is good. If you pick the wrong people, could the results be devastating? When someone says, I got a stem cell treatment for you, are you investing without insurance $10,000 to $20,000?
No, actually, the prices have come down massively. So you can have an elbow or something of that done for less than what a minor surgery would be. But they used to be that price. It's changed radically. But yes, it is the Wild West. That's why I wrote an entire chapter on it and showed people what to do. But the FDA has approved it for over 80 diseases. There have been more than a million people treated. The only places you hear these horror stories, and I put the horror stories in the book, are people that do something like they mix stem cells with some cancer treatment and inject it into somebody's eye, for example. I mean, it's just completely insane things. But in order to get this, you don't have to be involved with our companies. We have companies that do this. We tell you all the different sources you can go to. And all you need to do is make sure that for what you need, the type of stem cell is going to be strong enough, and also that it's reputable and that it's approved by the FDA if it's in the U.S. or outside the U.S. by the local authorities there.
Yeah, so Tony Robbins, our guest, his book is now out, Life Force, How New Breakthroughs in Precision Medicine Can Transform the Quality of Your Life and Those You Love. What I also thought is encouraging is you talk about how prices are coming down. We always hear such depressing things about healthcare, how are we going to afford it, and big pharma and hospital costs and all these things that play into it. How do you get the capitalist mindset, a capitalist economy, along with healthcare, that a lot of people look at as benevolence and something that should be automatic? You say these breakthroughs are coming through so quick, the prices are coming down all around.
Yeah, and again, I don't say it. We quote all the doctors that are doing it right now. But one of the reasons is, I'm old enough to remember having one of those original Motorola cell phones. It was 2 pounds. It was a foot long. It costs $4,000. It'd be $10,000 in today's money. You charge it for 6 hours, so you get 30 minutes of talk time. And now you get a cell phone like an Apple phone, and it's free with a contract, and it's got 100 times more power than the computers that put the Apollo moon launch in back, right? So that's what's happening. Every 18 months, technology is doubling, prices are halving. But in traditional medicine, not regenerative medicine, they're not using technology as much at the same level. But also, even with that, like an MRI can be very expensive. There's a new company that's building an MRI that doesn't cost $2 million, it costs $25,000, and it's portable. So this is the type of thing that's pretty extraordinary. So in the book, I show you what are the simple things you can do that just change your life. What can you do with sleep? What can you do with your diet? What can you do with exercise? What are things you do? What are the nutrients? Like, for example, there's a Harvard professor who is 53 years old. He's a geneticist, very famous. And he is now 33 years old biochemically. He did this to his 80-year-old father who couldn't walk and was cognitively dissident after 72 years old. He's now 80 and outlives David, this man's Dr. David. It outlives him in the gym. I've been doing what he taught for the last 8 months since I interviewed him. I just recently had my test. I'm going to be 62 in a couple of weeks, but I'm 51 chronologically, biochemically, and my goal is to get that into the middle 40s if I can.
And that is through this stem cells?
Well, no, it's not just stem cells. There are, it's a little complex, trying to explain really fast, but most people know that the energy in your body comes from something called mitochondria. They're in every cell of your body.
The brain of the cell, right?
That's right. And they are the basis of life. If someone has cyanide, for example, they die in 30 seconds because there's no oxygen to this area that creates the energy in your body. And you create twice your body weight each day in ATP, which is what mitochondria creates for energy. But as you get older, this gets disrupted. And so there are some new tools that actually naturally things in your body that drop off around 50 years old by more than 50%. that when you add them back into the system, turn things around. And I'll just give you an example. There's one called NMN, some people may have heard of, but you have to get a real source. Most of it isn't, unfortunately. Most of it's empty. When we've gone through six companies, there's nothing in it. And I don't think they're trying to cheat people. It comes from China, but the breakdown is 30 to 45 days. But there's a brand new form of this where they've given it, for example, to an old mouse, like a 70-year-old mouse is like 24-month-old mouse. And if that mouse is put on a treadmill, it can do a quarter of a kilometer. A young, powerful mouse could do four times that, a full kilometer. When they give this NMN, this natural substance that allows you to generate more energy in your mitochondria, and there's a 30% uptake in this mouse, the old mouse will run after 14 days, will run 2 to 3 kilometers. That's 200 to 300% more than the fastest and strongest mouse. And you say, well, does that transfer to humans? That's a great question. Well, the good news is there's a company called Metro Biotech that's out of Boston, and they've been working for 2 years with the special forces. And this is supposed to be top secret, but about 2 weeks ago, the Daily Mail did a story because the commander got so excited that he spilled the beans, not all of them. So I can't tell you all the details. I've invested in the company, but I can tell you that what they're finding with special forces, the strongest people we have are men and women in this country. They're seeing massive increases in their endurance, massive increase in their muscle development from the same exercises, right, and most importantly, massive improvements in cognitive, which is the most important thing when you're on special forces and you're exhausted. Can you keep your head together? And, you know, your brain takes more energy than any other part of your body. I met a chess player that stopped playing world chess at 60, 72, and just started doing it again because he's part of this study. So it's not a nutraceutical. It's being tracked by the FDA. And in 18 to 24 months, they believe it'll be available, and it'll be available to anyone. So Imagine having something that gives more energy at a cellular level in your body that's natural.
Wow.
But it also cleans up your DNA. So these are the types of things that are out there. I show you what's out there right now you can do and what's coming in the next 12 to 36 months.
Tony, it's been what an education. Life Force is now out. Go pick it up. Tony Robbins on the cover. Glad you're okay and glad you're 100% and went and did the research. Tony, I'll see you soon. Thanks so much.
I'll see you then, buddy. Thank you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.